I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Alright, fam. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, ready to spill some real tea on a topic that's been weighing heavy on my heart, people-pleasing syndrome. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells trying to keep everyone happy? Like your own needs and desires are just, well, invisible. You know that feeling when you say yes even when you really want to say no? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into this sneaky beast and figuring out how to break free. Trust me, it's time to reclaim your power and build some serious boundaries. So, let's get real for a minute. People-pleasing on the surface seems harmless, right? After all, who doesn't want to be liked? But here's the kicker: constantly bending over backwards can actually backfire. It leaves you feeling drained, resentful, and ultimately disconnected from yourself. Think about it like this. Imagine your life is a beautiful garden, filled with vibrant flowers and lush greenery. But people-pleasing is like having weeds taking over every inch of space, choking out the beauty and leaving nothing but frustration in their wake. It's time to pull those weeds out, one by one. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch people-pleasing for good. 1. Recognize the signs. First things first, we gotta become aware of our own patterns. Are you constantly saying yes even when you're feeling overwhelmed? Do you find yourself apologizing excessively even when there's nothing to apologize for? Are you quick to put others' needs before your own, even if it means sacrificing your own well-being? If any of these resonate with you, chances are people-pleasing is sneaking into your life. 2. Understand your worth. You are a valuable human being deserving of respect and happiness. Period. Stop minimizing your needs and feelings. You have the right to express yourself authentically and set boundaries that protect your energy and well-being. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's an act of self-love and empowerment. 3. Start small. Don't feel like you need to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with small, manageable steps. Maybe it's declining a social invitation that doesn't appeal to you, or politely saying no when someone asks for a favor that's too much to handle. Each time you practice setting boundaries, you'll build confidence and strength. 4. Communicate clearly. Don't leave room for ambiguity. When you need to say no, be direct and assertive. You don't have to apologize profusely or make excuses. A simple thank you for asking, but I'm unable to do that right now is perfectly sufficient. 5. Practice self-compassion. Let's be real, breaking free from people-pleasing isn't always easy. It takes courage and practice. Be kind to yourself along the way. If you slip up or struggle, don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. Now imagine this. You're at a work event, surrounded by colleagues. Someone asks you to take on an extra project that's already piling up your plate. In the past, you might have automatically agreed, but now, something feels different. You take a deep breath, remember those boundaries we talked about, and politely decline. "Thank you for thinking of me," you say with a genuine smile. "I really appreciate it, but I'm already committed to several projects right now. Maybe someone else would be free." Boom. You just said no without sacrificing your integrity or making yourself feel guilty. That's the power of setting boundaries. So remember, you are worthy of respect and happiness. Saying no is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, self-love, and commitment to your well-being. Don't let people-pleasing syndrome steal your power. Take control of your life and start building those boundaries. Ready to level up your boundaries game? Share this episode with someone who might need to hear it. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, keep slaying and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.